which worked in the crematories. Bela Kotz, son of a big tradesman from our town, had arrived at Birkenau with the first transport a week before us. When he heard of our arrival, he managed to get word to us that having been chosen for his strength, he had himself put his father's body into the crematory oven. Blows continued to rain down. To the barber! Belt and shoes in hand, I let myself be dragged off to the barber's. They took our hair off with clippers and shaved off all the hair on our bodies. The same thought buzzed all the time in my head, not to be separated from my father. Freed from the hands of the barbers, we began to wander in the crowd, meeting friends and acquaintances. These meetings filled us with joy. Yes, joy. Thank God, you're still alive! But others were crying. They used all their remaining strength in weeping. Why had they let themselves be brought here? Why couldn't they have died in their beds? Sobs choked their voices. Suddenly, someone threw his arms around my neck in an embrace. Yechiel, brother of the Rabbi of Siget. He was sobbing bitterly. I thought he was weeping with joy at still being alive. Don't cry, Yechiel, I said. Don't waste your tears. Not cry. We're on the threshold of death. Soon we shall have crossed over. Don't you understand? How could I not cry? Through the blue-tinged skylights, I could see the darkness gradually fading. I had ceased to feel fear. And then I was overcome by an inhuman weariness. Those absent no longer touched even the surface of our memories. We still spoke of them. Who knows what may have become of them? But we had little concern for their fate. We were incapable of thinking of anything at all. Our senses were blunted. Everything was blurred